Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith. Dielectric has earned their 80-year reputation for providing the most sophisticated antenna signal transmission solutions. Their unique processes and upfront design ethos and monitoring and failure prediction allow response to and recovery from catastrophic events in record time. They're innovators in a mature industry. Keith Pelletier is president of Dielectric, and he's here to provide an update on how they're doing it. Keith, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sean. It's great to be back.
It's great to have you. Listen, Dielectric has been building partnerships in the close-knit community of broadcast for decades. And what do some of these partnerships look like? Why is partnering so essential?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, one of the things that we are very proud of building up is, like you said, strong partnerships globally. We certainly have that with PIP and Tech in Canada, but certainly, you know, we aligned with strong partners that want to have the same goals and foundation that Dielectric has. So we're able to support the customer, whether it's with new product, refurbished product, or being there for future services. So, you know, I think we have globally, if you look at our partnerships, they're very equal and very strong in countries that we have them. Throughout the globe. And like I said earlier, you know, PIP and Technical is certainly one of those partners that we have and look forward to working with them and supplying product into the Canadian market.
So they're basically the tip of the spear, if it were, and they kind of set you up and the project for success. How do they do that?
One of the things that they do is they're obviously day-to-day operations are talking to the broadcasters across the Canadian market. They have great relationships with them. They're in their offices visiting with them routinely, understand, you know, the dynamics of what they need for product. You know, they're kind of our eyes and ears on the ground, and then obviously reporting back to us with what their passive RF requirements are and or services. So kind of like an extension of Dielectric in Canada.
So you get the relationship and you get the initial specs and they introduce the client to your unique way of working.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, work with us at trade shows within Canada or even, you know, at the NAB to bring the Canadian broadcasters to us so that we can have those deeper conversations on, you know, what their engineering needs are and what their needs are to service the public.
Now, Keith, Dielectric is known for its ability to respond based on legacy data. And I'm wondering if you can describe how that works.
I think just as a good starting point is if you look at the quantity of RF builds that we have done over the course of our history, we're second to none. I mean, we have a database of thousands and thousands of sites that we have distributed throughout the globe. You know, just in the repack alone, the US repack that was from 2018 to 2020, we did over 1,400 different sites. Wow. And if you look at that database of stuff that we have from an engineering and customer service standpoint, we have so much rich background to build off of. And one of the things that we pride ourselves in doing is understanding, you know, what we've done really well and making sure that as we innovate with new designs, we incorporate, you know, what we've learned from the field, whether there's been some installation issues or, you know, some systems, you know, only lasted say 20 years. How do we make that so it's longer, the reliability of the product, it has less parts, you know, for Mother Nature to beat up on. Having that database, it puts us in a very unique position to be able to say, okay, what have we learned over the years and how do we implement that? And I think that's one of the things that, you know, the pool is a lot deeper at Dielectric and it's something that we do better than anybody else.
Well, yeah, there's 80 years to draw upon. I wonder how much data from, say, the last 20 years you use versus the previous 80, or previous 60, rather. I'm thinking that some of the lessons learned way back when are still applicable today.
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, as we go deeper in time, you know, maybe we're not digging as deep into that pool as you think. But, you know, we have customers that have antennas on the air from the 50s and 60s, you know, asking either for replacement parts or what they should do with new technology and things to consider as they rebuild. So there's certainly, you know, some very old legacy systems out there. And as you said, there's things that we can build on off of and what we've learned back then. And I think we've talked in the past about, you know, there was been some consolidation in the field and, you know, we acquired RCA Engineering, the old Gates Air engineering team on the passive RF. So those teams also learned a lot about, you know, RF and things that we've done that we've learned from and built off of. We've taken the best of, you know, our history to continue to innovate and design and, you know, build off of our foundation to make it stronger and stronger as we go.
Yeah, it's not surprising to see that some of these 50s and 60s installations are still going. I mean, you can't kill a fridge that was made in the 50s. You know what I mean? They yeah. still go. They just never stop. Well, speaking of manufacturing, speed is just crucial. I'm wondering if you can describe how Dielectric manages time and time again to morph the time to site equation. Like, how do you reduce that whole process the way that you do?
I think that's a great question, and it's something that we've discussed in the past. Going back as far as almost, 11, 12 years ago, we made the decision to what we call digital twin our equipment. So essentially, everything that we do from an engineering standpoint, whether it's 3D drawings, thermal dynamics, or electrical analysis within HFSS, we put everything into the computer. So you can imagine, at the start of our history, all the way up until 2015, we were designing everything on paper, you know, or computer, releasing it to the floor, which we had a machine shop that supported our model lab, and then multiple iterations of stuff. So, I mean, the cycle of time to market for a new product was probably anywhere from 18 months to 3 years. And today, since we do the digital twin in the computer with the accuracy and speed, you know, the speed of the computations every single day is getting faster and faster with the faster chipsets that are out there. So now, you know, our time to market from that 18 months to 3 years it's almost overnight. I mean, I say that, you know, half jokingly, but it really is so fast. So we can really come up to speed on what we can and we can't do in a very short window. And then because of the accuracy of that digital twin, once we go to production to build that product, there's not a lot of iterations because it works right out of the box. So it's those types of things that Dielectric continues to look at and continues to fine tune to be able to be there for when the customer needs, you know, that new research and development product, or, you know, enhancing our portfolio as we go along to make those products last longer, and understanding, you know, the full engineering dynamics from, you know, like I said, thermal dynamics to electrical characteristics and mechanical characteristics. So it's something that, you know, this business has been doing, you know, for the past 12 years. And even though that was a huge step forward, you can see future progressions year over year. So it's pretty exciting to see and continuing to leverage what we have for technology to make us better, which ultimately, you know, the broadcasters are able to meet their customers' needs and the viewers' needs out there in the world. So it's a win-win situation.
Now, paint a picture for me. Is there a recent install that kind of represents what you're talking about, where the time from issue to install was just dramatic?
Sure. So, I mean, typically, I mean, there's been quite a few of them. We discussed, you know, that the Salt Lake City system that we put out there, that which was, there was a 13 channel manifold combiner and a 13 channel antenna, which is, you know, really stretching how much you can put into one package. But both of them used patent pending technology for the RF system and the antenna. And, you know, from time of order to complete build and ship out to the site, probably 14 to 16 weeks max.
That's incredible. And if I remember, that job had a number of different owners on it, didn't it?
I think there was five or six different radio groups into that system out there.
So I think Dielectric has become pretty much the go-to. So when you have to gather consensus among owners, it's pretty much a no-brainer that it's going to be Dielectric.
Yeah, and I think they kind of see, you know, the story and the vision that we have as far as what we're able to do in such short period of time, and then pinpointing certain projects. You know, I gave you that one example of Salt Lake City, but certainly there's so many more that happen on a day-to-day basis, you know, things that we're working on now that eventually will turn into orders. And being able to service, you know, the entire globe with these types of products is very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Consistency is everything, and Dielectric represents the hallmark of that. Can you talk a little bit about the design philosophy and the reason that it's been so consistent at Dielectric over all these years?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that we really hang our hat on is reliability and being able to make systems last for a very long time. So once it's set in place, they can worry about other operational things within their domain. But certainly parts count coming down for specific products, innovation in designing those, pushing the envelope and being able to get a lot more new products out in the industry are certainly two of the biggest foundational things that we do here at Dielectric. So you would think that, you know, our passive RF has been around for so long and many companies have been doing it, that what else can you innovate? And if you look at some of the innovations that we've done in the past couple of years, they're huge steps forward for the industry, which for being such a mature market, it's relatively surprising that we're able to continue to look for things that are meaningful and impactful right off the bat.
It is a mature industry, and because you have the processes and the philosophy that you have, it kind of looks from the outside like it's simple stuff, but it's not. You need a team to do that.
On the front end of the business that is doing a lot of this technology advancement, it consists of engineers and designers. So both mechanical and electrical engineers are driving that bus with a mechanical design team behind them to put things into drawings that eventually will release everything to the manufacturing floor. One of the unique things about where we're at in the industry is typically you envision a company like ours where we've got quite a few people with many, many decades of background that's really driving that bus. But because of technology changes, what we're able to do is bring in a much younger talent set and teach them the RF portion of it. But they're really teaching us about how to operate within all of these computer systems to advance us much further. So we've got a bunch of mentors that are teaching them the RF, and it works in reverse with them teaching us what they can do within the computer system. So with leveraging all of this technology, one of the things that we're able to do is come up to speed with a much deeper engineering pool than we ever have been, because in the past it took, you know, many, many decades to be able to fine tune your skills and become very proficient and helpful to the broadcasters out there. And what we're seeing now, based on taking the road that we've paved and are taking, it's much quicker, much younger talent out there that is showcasing their skills to our broadcasters. So it's very good to see. It's also very beneficial when you think about, you know, when some of us older guys and gals retire, customers are in good hands with Dielectric moving forward because of our philosophy.
Now, NAB is coming up. We're all very excited about that. What's hot and new? What are we going to be seeing out of Dielectric at NAB?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. So we're going to continue to showcase some of our recent products like the Ringmaster antenna, the reconfigurable manifold, some of our services with, you know, what we've done with our OptiLoad, also the RF Hawkeye, which is the live time domain where we have almost 300 of those installed now. And then a couple of new things on the television side. So again, continuing to showcase what we can do. And, you know, the sales force is working hard and filling the calendar to make sure we see as many people as we can. So it's kind of crazy to think that we're, you know, almost a month away from another NAB, but time certainly flies when we're having fun.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in Las Vegas.
Absolutely, Sean. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk soon for sure.
Keith Pelletier is president of Dielectric. He joined us from Raymond, Maine. For more information, visit dielectric.com. I'm Sean Smith.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.